minutes.
I guess we'll wait for him.
I don't have a phone with me, so I'll have to go with the call.
He should come wheeling in. He's supposed to have some printouts for us.
Do you know how to change passwords inside our mail system?
For your own email account?
Yeah.
You go into the account and go to settings.
I did.
Didn't work?
Didn't find anything that said password.
Do you have the email address for Ryan Johnson?
I'll talk to Chris. I know Chris. You know it. Just thought I'd ask where we're hanging. You got this tonight?
Yeah.
Well, that's the old one anyways, but that's...
No, this is tonight.
Oh, it is tonight, yeah. Dave's number is 11, yeah.
Man of the hour.
How's everybody doing?
Evening, Chief.
Hi, guys.
Good, how are you?
Good.
you.
As it is now 5 o'clock, we will call the January 17th, 2017 meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners to order. First item on the agenda is public comment. No, first item is anyone recording? Amy, are you recording? Amy Cates is recording. Thank you. Public comment. I'm not sure that we're going to. It'll depend. So if you want to wait.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I was wondering if we could delay it to the end of the meeting.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
You may be rushed depending on how long it goes because we will have to vacate for the Civic Association. And I neglected to take the roll. Present is Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
Mr. Hadley.
Thank you. Amy, did you have a comment?
Amy Cates, I just wanted to inquire of Mr. Conley, Mr. Pisano, and Ms. Parks if you were in receipt of my open meeting complaint that was sent on January 8th. I believe I have Mr. Conley's correct email address. I'm not sure if I have Rick and Fran's correct email address. Kevin, did you get January 8th open meeting complaint from me? It was electronic. It was by email.
Yes.
You did? Okay. And
I did not.
You did not. And I believe, Rick, that yours and Fran's emails are not correct in my system, so I would be glad to forward that to you unless Chairman Conley would like to do that himself.
I'll
forward it to you.
Forward it to me. Was a copy sent to the
To the clerk?
Yes.
Yes, it was sent to the district clerk.
Review and approval of previous meeting minutes. We have the summary minutes for December 13th. I have previously examined them and found them to be in order. Have the two of you had a chance to look at them?
I have not.
They should be included in your packet. Move the minutes be accepted as presented.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hadley.
Okay. Chief, do you want a signed copy?
Yes, sir, please.
Next item is the Chief's report.
Good evening, Commissioners. Everybody that's here, good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody on a wonderful rainy night. Yeah. Okay. So the first item is our monthly activities. You'll see the monthly activity sheet on the second page that I gave you. Rescue calls. We had 29 rescue calls in December of 2016. And the inspections, we had 5 inspections. And fire reports, they were, 12, my apologies. It looks like it's not in here, but I counted 12. 12 fire reports. And it's not listed there, so I'll correct that. But I just did those just to make sure that they were accurate. So there were 12. Okay. So we were down, actually, some calls. We didn't have any major storms. It's been fairly quiet, although we just did have one last week.
Chief, on the incidents?
Yes.
Can we get the breakout on mutual aid of those 29?
Yes. Yes, we can. Okay. Okay, so ComStar reports. I didn't know we were still doing these ComStar reports, but you'll see on the third page is an activity sheet that actually what they furnished us is up to 11/30, 2016. So it's actually between 12/1 to 11/30. And this is just our Catuit Fire Department grand total of 78.46% accounted for, percentage collected. So we are still shy of collecting the 100%. And I believe you folks are going to be talking to the Financial Committee about, or ComStar, on how that's working. Or are you working with Chris on that, Christina, on figuring out how it actually works?
Commissioner Pisano, I have been investigating the insurance rating of repayment for these services and the procedure for the copays, and it's really the most of the gap is in the copays.
The copays.
So okay. We're tracking their procedures now. I'm trying to get a comprehensive description of that from them.
Very good. I do believe that Christina did receive something from ComStar to explain further on some of the things too as well. So maybe she can connect with you folks.
Good.
Okay, the budget, if you look at the appropriation sheet, which is the fourth page, the appropriation sheet is as of 12/29/2016. We do have a new company. We're not using Northern Data any longer. So there is a new company, and they do things a little differently. So this is what Tony gives me, the financial team. And we spent 44% of the budget out of 48, close to 45% of the year. So we're bringing it right along. There are some items, like we noted last time, that are they're the same actually. So they're in the red. Okay.
Yeah, I had already looked at this also, and I don't think that there were any items other than the ones that we've gone over each
exactly,
month.
Exactly, each month, right.
Okay.
And the fire chief search?
I do have something to report on that. The first draft of the advertisement is expected in by the end of the week. And we are anticipating a second week in February to post the advertisements. So that will be before, I expect it to be before our February commissioners meeting that the ad will have been posted.
You say thank you. I have received, just to let you know, I've received about three or four calls already on that from deputy fire chiefs and chiefs. So pretty excited. You guys are gonna have a good play. They just called me and said, hey, is it up? I thought it was going to be up in January. I said, nope, it's not up until February. So
we took back seat to the Hyannis posting.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Conley, what is the process after it goes out, right? So the ad will go out.
We will review copy of the ad before it goes out. Then it will be circulated in selected press and professional journals and professional websites. And the expectation is that by early March, we will have already received quite a few of the anticipated applications. And in conjunction with MRI, we will, the three of us, be looking through the first culling of those for fit with our credentials.
So is the search agency doing any culling themselves?
They will.
They will,
They'll rank order according to their interpretation of qualifications, and give us that first rank ordering as they come in, and we will be in consultation with them to either leave names on a list or call right out. So some candidates won't go any further than that.
So will the expectation be that we'll have resumes of the people that are applying? Is that the format we'll be viewing them in?
We will get an initial resume that we'll look at for the general fit with our qualifications. After that, they go into a much more intensive assessment process that MRI will be conducting, and then our next step will be looking at the results of that round of assessment.
Okay. Thank you.
So just to let the board know, we have Hyannis Fire, Chatham Fire, and now Kootenai Fire looking for fire chiefs. So there's going to be three departments looking. So that's at the same time.
A busy marketplace.
Yes. Okay, for personnel for new business, we have Lieutenant Sergeant Lee Sergeant still on line of duty. His meeting is going to be with the hearing officer in PIRAC, which is the retirement board, on January 24th at 1 o'clock, I believe they said. At that point, they will notify, they'll have a meeting after that hearing about accepting what the hearing officer is stating to them, them being the PIRAC, the retirement board. And then they'll deliberate, and then they'll have a decision of their own, and they'll furnish us with a copy in writing probably in the end of February, probably. And they asked me not to quote that, because that may not be, it may be February, maybe March, or it may be even April, they said. I said, okay, thank you. Okay, so
that's certainly not the ones paying.
Right. We have all the other folks working hard and diligently. We do have one return after extensive sick time. We're looking good. So for apparatus, we have engine 265, brand new engine 265, back from Minuteman that was there for 4 days to receive the pull-out drawer and to mount the Jaws of Life brackets so they're not rolling around. So that has been completed, and it is back in service.
Are you satisfied with the work?
Yes, very nice. They've been, nice job. 263 has not been back yet, so that... I have like four pitches of 263 being rehabbed, so hopefully that will be back in service in probably a couple of months, I'm hoping to get it before then. They're working hard on it now. It's inside the barn, so they're working really hard on it. So
a couple
good.
Months, you think?
I'm hoping before then. I'm hoping in another month, you know, I'm hoping no more than that. We do have we're paying off insurance, you know, one more apparatus insurance than before, so we really are pushing the button with Minuteman, asking them if you can just move this along, it'd be great.
And they haven't given us a target date at this point?
No, they haven't given us anything at this point. Of course, you know, other apparatus that come in, you know, they, if it's an emergency, they take preference, and ours is somewhat of an emergency. We do have another vehicle available, but
right. But
still, I agree. We've been pushing them.
Thank you.
Other than that, 267 needs to be rehabbed, you know, coming forward in the new contract. Probably we should talk about that at some point, where it's rusting from the poly tank that it has in there for the foam. There's a crack up above, so it's leaking above, not below. So we've lowered the foam down so it's not leaking. We found a leak in that poly tank. So we need to at some point correct that. And that should be good to go. Other than that, everything else is good. We, as you know, we have Marine 266 at Bosun Marines out of service. 268 is in service, the small boat. And that is it. We're looking good. And I thank you, gentlemen, if you have any questions.
I do not. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Being as expeditious as we are, we get to the budget There were no additional warrants for tonight, right?
That is correct.
Okay. The budget discussion will pick up as soon as I find my paperwork with where we left off, and at some point we will be discussing parts of it that will be impacted by the ongoing contract negotiations. At that time, we anticipate going into executive session for that part of it, and not to return to open meeting after that. Chief, the budget page that we had started to look at last time is not jumping out at me. Do you have a copy?
I do not. I have it on the computer. We can preview it at the on the computer when we sit down.
You guys have your copies with you?
Looking for it now. I do not.
Wait a second. All right. Helps to have the right folder.
Should have draft FY18 on there. Yep, there it is.
So we're going to postpone addressing the section about labor and salaries until we go into executive session, so the other parts were the projection about building maintenance. I don't have in my notes, Chief, the a note whether or not that includes specifically addressing the overhaul of the septic system.
We don't, there's question marks. We don't have them in at this point. Just a point of order, are we in executive session? Or?
No, we are not yet.
Okay, we're just in a budget, so we're going back to budget then on the old business then?
Correct.
Okay. No, I did not put that in the draft because we haven't had the three quotes come our way. The procurement law asked us to do at least three quotes, and we have one in right now from the septic person that's doing our septic now. So we just need two other quotes, and they're out there. Christina's working on that.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do you remember what the one quote we have was, ballpark?
It was $15,000, but that's not accurate because you're going to need a, as he looked at the septic, he reported back saying, don't use that quote because you're going to need an engineer to redo a whole system. Whole new system, because that system's not meant for all the people that are in that building.
Okay.
And that goes along with the natural gas piping for the generator, as well as we don't know what the quote's going to be for the taking out the old generator and also the pavement. We're just waiting for some quotes, that's all, for those budget.
Okay. So the generator piping is also not included in the 16.5 for maintenance of building?
That is correct. This is all going to be special appropriations because those are too big of an item. They would wipe out each line item.
Right. And we have $26,000 set for vehicle maintenance. Does that include what we were talking about earlier about the brush breaker?
No, that's in a special appropriation as well. All of these are going to need to be a special appropriations. They're too big for those line items to handle.
Okay. Have we heard anything back about the for electricity for the solar generation?
No, we have not, actually. So that's going to be interesting. We have, yeah, we have not heard back from that, as well as we have heard back from the compact, the lighting people. They want to come in and do a whole bunch of lighting for us and save us. I don't know how much money they quoted. I have a report from them. So we told them to hold off because we're trying to figure out about the solar as well. So we're going to see if we can get it all in one.
I would suggest that if they're offering to do the audit and the lighting upgrade, that's all freebie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd jump on that now and not wait. If they can save us some money, operating money on along the way,
okay,
let's just get it.
Okay.
Particularly since their own situation seems to be in flux. The next item that we were going to come back to was the dispatch. One of the suggestions was to examine whether or not the Open Cape service is potentially available if we were to consider changing providers to the sheriff's dispatch service, whether we could use their fiber optic neck to get us over there.
I'm not sure. That would be the infrastructure of the, or the privy of the sheriff's department, the county sheriff's department. They would know the infrastructure better than myself. They're the ones that quoted the $38,000 plus to put an infrastructure of the equipment needed.
If I wanted to reach out to them, do you have a contact name for me? You don't need to give it to me now, but you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Shoot me an email with that.
Chief, have we determined whether they have availability?
We have not.
Right, and the last one on my list was the ambulance billing, and we've already touched on that. I'm still in the process of getting that. I'm glad to hear you said that something came in to Chris, because
yes,
know we were
Chris
waiting.
Got an email from Comstar, yep, from the Comstar agent. Yep.
Good. All right, those are the areas that I was wanting to come back to. Do you two have anything?
Yep.
Outside of salaries, which is what we will go into executive session about.
Oh, I don't have anything.
Nothing additional.
Okay. Cynthia, you had asked to postpone comment to before this, so.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. After viewing your post agenda on Wednesday, I contacted the Attorney General's office regarding open meeting law because your agenda did not meet one of the stipulations that go into executive session. So I want this committee to be aware of that the way you posted the meeting, you will be violating open meeting law if you go into executive session.
Could you be more specific?
Say that again, please. Slowly.
The way you have your executive session posted on your agenda does not meet the criteria by open meeting law to go into executive session.
What would be the answer? Because that's what we're here to do, is try to find out the answers so we don't go in, so we don't break the open meeting law.
There are certain criteria to go into session.
Do you know the answer?
Yes, the answer is budgets are not executive session.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And it is my understanding, by the way, that the area of the budget that directly impacts on the ongoing contract negotiations is exempt from that. So I'm now going to move that we go into executive session to review that part of budget planning. Do I have a second?
Second. Hadley.
In favor, Pisano?
Hadley.
Connolly.
Thank you. We are now going to go into executive session. We do not expect to return to open meeting.